This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Furr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, what did we get for number five?
We've got the 4th of July, and it's our Independence Day. It's next Thursday, which is pretty dope that it's on a Thursday because probably people are getting Friday off, so you get the nice four-day weekend. It's lovely, but the trending questions around 4th of July on Google always make me scratch my head a little bit. At least this year, one of the trending questions wasn't, when is the 4th of July? Because guess what? It's on the 4th of July. But the number two trending question is, when is 4th of July weekend? Well, I don't know. If the day is on a Thursday, then you assume the following weekend is the weekend. But whatever. We also looked at some barbecue sauces, because obviously everybody's barbecuing out there for the 4th, cooking up all kinds of stuff. And we looked at the most uniquely searched barbecue sauces by state. Illinois is bourbon, which is interesting. And California's is Mexican. I don't know. Oregon's is pretty funny. Keto, because they're very progressive with their foods. They're trying to get the keto barbecue sauces. But yeah, it's exciting. Independence Day, fireworks and such. It's great.
Are you going to have fireworks? Are you going to do them this year or no?
I'm going to be in Japan, which feels sad because, you know, it's tough to be away from America on its birthday, but I'm not even going to be in the country. So I guess no fireworks. And it's a bum, too, because New York always has a pretty insane fireworks situation because they have barges on the East River and the Hudson, and they really shoot it off. Man, do you ever watch the hot dog eating contest? It's so disgusting.
Isn't it? It's absolutely, they swallow it. I don't even think they chew.
No, I know. And Joey Chestnut last year ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
And don't they dip it in water? That's so gross.
Yeah, he dips it in water to, like, lubricate, but then also, like, make the bun very just kind of disintegrating. But, I mean, man, I tried to watch it a couple years ago, and I got very nauseous watching that happen. It's such a weird American tradition.
It is, but it's one that you can't, like, unsee. Once you start watching it and you know it's on, you're like, I got to watch it again.
I got to. I know. It's like, yeah, it's like so disgusting that you have to. Also, ESPN's airing a documentary about Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi and, like, their ongoing rivalry on July 2nd. So if you want some more hot dog eating, you can watch that.
What we get for number four?
Got the presidential debates. So we actually had two rounds of Democratic debates this week because there are 20 different Democratic presidential candidates right now. So they did 10 and 10 on Wednesday and Thursday. So on Wednesday's debate, you know, I didn't watch it. You know, I feel like it's just too early to hop into presidential stuff. I mean, you got to pay attention. You got to stay informed. But I mean, reading some of the coverage about it, it just sounds like Beto isn't doing too good. Like, there's this CNN article that I was reading that was recapping, and they were announcing the winners and losers from the debate. And they announced that Beto was a loser. They said that he was, quote, hard to watch. And then a couple more down, when they were announcing all the other losers, they said Beto was a loser again. And they said, I know we already named him as a loser, but he was so bad that he needs to be on the list twice. So it's crazy. He was, like, so high when he was running for Senate in Texas, and now nobody really likes him.
Yeah, I'm not excited about a lot of the choices, but I'm going to sit there and do my research. I mean, that's what I have to do, right? You have to do your research on every single person there and at least hope that somebody aligns with your views.
Definitely. I totally agree. You got to do your research. It's, you know, it's your civic duty to be informed as you head to the polling station. But yeah, there's going to be so many debates. So if you missed the ones this week, there's going to be at least five more before the first vote is cast in the Iowa caucus in February of 2020. So it's going to take a while to whittle down all these candidates. Can't believe we have 20 Democratic candidates. That's a lot. But yeah, obviously a lot of search interest around that for Google to, you know, see what's going on and what are some of the stuff that's happening with those.
What we get for number three?
We've got The Office. And it's a bit of a sad trend because Netflix broke the news that The Office is being pulled from their streaming service in 2021. And then NBC Universal is bringing back the rights to their show for $500 million in preparation of the launch of their new streaming service. So it's crazy. Like, when you look at how many people watch The Office on Netflix, so looking at this Recode article from December of 2018, 7.19% of all views on Netflix were The Office. Everybody watching anything on Netflix, 7% of them are watching The Office, which is crazy. I mean, I know it's an awesome show. It's really great, but clearly that just dominates. And Netflix losing that is a big deal. I mean, Friends is the next biggest dominant show on the platform with 4.13% of all Netflix views. But this is going to be a big blow. I mean, are people going to start trading over from Netflix to go to NBC for their streaming service? Probably.
Honestly, that's what I think is going to happen too. You're going to have a lot of people who are going to be like, oh, Netflix just doesn't have enough. And they're going to go and say, hey, I want Disney Plus. And then I'm going to do NBC. And then I'm going to do HBO Go. And
I know, there's too many.
Right? Go back to cable.
That's exactly what happened with the streaming services, though. Like when Taylor Swift got off of Spotify and went on to Apple Music. And then Jay-Z ripped all of his stuff off of Spotify and put it on Tidal. And then you're like, dude, what do I do? Now I have to, like, have subscriptions to all of these music services? Or do I just, like, pick and choose? Like, it's bad for the consumer is what it is. Because only one show that you want to watch is on NBC. Now you gotta subscribe to that.
You know what I did? You know what I went back to? I went back into my closet, and I looked for my pirate hat. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to start stealing stuff again.
Wow. Oh, boy. Man, yeah, those were some silly days.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, going on like LimeWire and stuff.
Yeah, oh, my God, like, LimeWire. Do you remember? You never knew if it was the song until 3 days later.
Yep, when it finally downloaded. It's crazy. I mean, that was such a weird time for the consumer because, yeah, like, nobody was really paying for stuff and they were just illegally downloading it. So it was great when all these streaming services were announced so that, you know, a lot of that money is being funneled back to the artist and other individuals. So I know you think there might be a rise of piracy now that people are being forced to choose between The Office and Netflix. Don't take these people's office away. They're going to be pissed.
What we get for number two?
Got SpaceX. And I know we talk about space a lot on this show, but SpaceX is cool. I mean, it's Elon Musk's company, and they just launched Falcon Heavy with 24 satellites into the air on Tuesday morning, right from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Falcon Heavy is apparently the world's most powerful operating rocket, and it's crazy that it's operated by, like, a private company in SpaceX and not by, like, say, NASA. But I don't really know what those 24 satellites are going to do. I guess the Department of Defense actually ordered the current mission. So I don't know. Maybe they're going to be out there kind of looking at stuff. I'm not sure. But it's pretty sweet. I'm certainly stoked on it. Any type of space stuff gets me stoked. There was a big search interest surge, obviously. SpaceX countdown spiked by over 4,000% in the United States this past week. So people are stoked.
You know, I sometimes feel that Elon Musk just appeared out of nowhere. I kind of feel like he's going to turn into a bad guy one day. Like, he's going to be a supervillain. Like, this is just insane. You're right. This is a private company putting stuff in space for the government. This is how,
well,
I don't know. This is weird, right?
It is a little bit weird. Also, Elon, you know, he had that run of just, like, weird public kind of mishaps, but also just, like, kind of weird stuff. Like, he went on Joe Rogan's show and, like, smoked weed, even though he didn't even inhale, but, like, the photos of him, like, puffing on that joint is obviously, his PR department is probably like, dude, can you not for, like, 5 seconds? I feel like he was, like, kind of flying off the cuff there for a little bit, and it was a weird, wasn't doing any favors for himself, so maybe it's a good thing that he's disappeared for a little bit, but, I mean, clearly the guy is a genius, and he's very successful, and now he's launching the most powerful operating rocket into space on a regular basis. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, well, you know what? I hope he's crazy enough to sit there and say, hey, you know, we're going to give out free tickets for the next space ride, and I want to be able to
do it.
Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat. Why not?
Really? I agree, but I feel like some people are really scared about that, and, like, I mean, going to space would be pretty freaking scary, but it'd be so sick.
Right. I think it's worth the risk. How many other people would be able to sit there and say they've been to space? I want to do it.
I know. I mean, what would you want to do? I feel like it'd be so fun, like, to do the weightless thing and, like, put water in the air and then just kind of, like, swim through the air and, like, just chomp on the little balls of water that are then floating.
That would be pretty cool. You're right. That's something to look forward to. Come on, Elon, get me in space.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. All right, sweet. We can record a radio show up there. It'd be sick. All right.
What we get for number one?
We got the BET Awards. A lot of search interest around that. It was on Sunday. And Cardi B performed with Offset. Lizzo is so sick. I saw her at Coachella this past year. I didn't really know who she was. But she is just such a powerful woman. I walked out of that set in India and was like, man, I could take on the world. Lizzo's the best. She also played this. She did at the BET Awards, too, this like solo flute performance because she's just the most talented person ever. She's great. Obviously, Lil Nas X is doing the horse, got the horses in the back. I got to say, when is that going to die? I mean, how many times are we going to have to suffer through that song? Who likes that song? There's just no possible way. It's terrible.
I want to go back to Rizzo and the flute, because in my head, I thought of a recorder. You remember the plastic flutes?
Of course. I remember the recorder. I was pretty good. I was actually in the advanced group in Ms. Chalupski's class, fourth grade, of the recorder individuals, and I actually got to go to a recorder recital.
That's a thing.
So what's up? Yeah.
That's a thing. But it's okay.
It's definitely a thing. But yeah, I mean, the recorder is not as cool as the flute. Flute is definitely much more interesting.
I'm going to have to look that up. Was it a specific song so I know what to search for?
Ah, man, that's a good question. Just search Lizzo BET Awards flute. I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out. She's such a silly gal. She's the best. Beyonce won Best Female R&B Pop Artist. Bruno Mars, I love that guy. He won Best Male R&B Pop Artist. Nipsey Hussle posthumously is winning Best Male Hip Hop Artist. Yeah, a bunch of other stuff. And some drama with Nicki Minaj. And there were some really bad ratings for BET. And, like, she tweeted back at them. She's like, yeah, that's what happens. Like, when you turn on me, your award show is going to go bad.
What was the most viewed YouTube video?
So it was Tom Holland, Zendaya, and Jacob Balaton answer the web's most searched questions. So those are three of the actors and actresses from the upcoming Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Far From Home. And it's an interesting concept. They have, like, these, they'll type in their name into Google, like, Tom Holland is, or likes, or something, and they'll see what the Google autocomplete is, and then they'll actually answer the questions. I had never heard of Tom Holland or Jacob Balaton. All these people also are like 22, 21 years old. It's like incredible. They're so like famous already, just as young little children. But it was an interesting video. I thought it was a cool thing. Tom Holland's British and he's got a cool little accent. It's like 10 minutes long. I didn't watch the whole thing. But if you're into Spider-Man or you're into three of these people, you can learn a little bit more about their lives. So check it out.
All right. I have to say I'm sick of these videos. I don't like them. I don't like them at all. And this one was way too long. I watched it from beginning to end. And I was really hoping for something different. And I was just like, you know, I like Tom Holland. And then after this video, I'm on the fence. I'm not sure I do
anymore.
Oh, you
don't like him?
I know.
Is it because he kept freaking out about his, like, the fingernails on the actual poster board? I know. It was like,
yes.
Chill out.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just like, okay, I'm not sure I like you so much. I was like, that, he didn't have to make it a big old thing. And then they're all laughing and giggling.
Well,
and I'm like, it doesn't feel genuine. I don't know. It just felt like they were all really nervous laughter rather than it being like they're just laughing at each other. I don't know. It was just a kind of a weird video. And I'm wondering, are these videos becoming overdone? Should we stop doing them? I don't know.
I know. Well, they also, I agree. I mean, the 10 minutes, it's like, who has the attention span to watch a video for 10 minutes nowadays? Like, give me a 90-second. You know what would be nice to trend, actually, is old Vine videos. I feel like I watch old Vine videos, compilations on YouTube all the time.
Me too.
That should be, I wish that was trending 1 week, because that was the golden age of YouTube, in my opinion.
Wasn't it? Oh, the compilation videos. I could watch an hour of those right before bed, too. And that's why I stay up. And I'm like, I've seen this one. Fast forward 10 seconds, right?
Exactly, because that's the perfect, it's the perfect type of situation for people that have short attention span, like everybody does. It's just like quick hitting over and over, changing, constantly changing type stuff. So, I don't know, we got to go watch those videos so they trend next week so that we can talk about it.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.